Track 12, A Love Letter to Wroxham and Hoverton. Our series celebrating Norfolk's beautiful towns and villages alights at the twin railway and boating villages of Wroxham and Hoverton.
Wroxham and Hoverton sit on either side of the River Bure, twin settlements alive with the joy of the Broads. With the pretty riverside frontage, an abundance of boats and a fascinating history, they have been loved by generations of residents, holidaymakers and day-trippers. Renowned as the capital of the Broads, they're great places to live too, with a wide range of community groups, from thriving family-focused sports clubs to the Women's Institute. Reader Carolyn Williams of Hoverton said, "One of the best things about Hoverton and Wroxham is Hoverton and District WI. Founded in 1922, it welcomes long-term residents and newcomers to its friendly weekly meetings. Where to stay? Stay at Wroxham Hotel for a central location right on the river, or soak up the atmosphere of a country estate and stay in Grand Hoverton Hall. Or why not hire a boat for anything from half a day to a fortnight or more from Richardson's, which has been helping people enjoy holidaying afloat for many decades. Where to shop? The twin villages are renowned for their shops, including the world's largest village store, the remarkable Roy's of Wroxham. It is famously actually in Hoverton, not Wroxham, and was founded in Coleshill in 1895 by brothers Alfred and Arnold Roy. When they opened their third store in Hoverton, their stock arrived by train, addressed to the Roy brothers at Wroxham Station, even though the station too was in Hoverton. The flagship department store, food hall, garden centre, DIY centre and toys shop span the main street. Wander further along the bustling shopping streets to find Bradley Hatch Jewellers, which is this year celebrating its 30th anniversary in Wroxham. As well as selling a wide range of jewellery, it offers bespoke design, valuations, repairs, engraving and watch servicing, and buys pre-loved items and scrap gold and silver. Just outside the villages, Wroxham Bounds has everything from a delicatessen to crafts, plus cafes, clothes, a farm and a fun fair. Where to eat? As befits a holiday hotspot, Wroxham is bursting with great places to eat. From fish and chips and ice cream to eat-in or take-away, to delightful cafes and tea rooms, plus restaurants for a special occasion. Fizz and Fromage on Station Road, Wroxham, serves lavish breakfasts, brunches and lunches with a huge menu ranging from cheese-based desserts such as tartiflette and tapas-style plates to bottomless brunches and splendid afternoon teas. You can also purchase baked goodies to take away. Things to do. Wroxham and Hoverton are perfect for boating, whether you want to sail, row, paddle or holiday afloat. Boatyards line the banks of the Bure with craft to hire ranging from modern-day boats to historic wooden wherries. Wroxham and Hoverton also have their own broads, including Hoverton Little Broad, a.k.a. Black Horse Broad, Hoverton Great Broad and Wroxham Broad, meaning the area is rich in wildlife and a focus for outdoor activities. Back on dry land, the Bitten Line Railway from Norwich to Sheringham meets the narrow-gauge Bure Valley Railway to Aylsham, with accompanying footpath and cycleway. More railway fun includes Miniature Worlds, the largest indoor model railway attraction in the UK, and beautiful Barton House Railway in Riverside Gardens, which raises money for charity. The whole family will love the fairy tale woodland and water adventure of nearby Bewilderwood, with its treehouses, aerial walks, wobbly wires, slippery slopes, boat rides, a tribe of tree and swamp dwelling twiggles and boggles. And for something very different, wander to Wroxham Church and marvel at the pinnacled miniature chapel in the churchyard. The 200-year-old mausoleum was built for the Trafford family. Think Manchester United's Old Trafford, as well as Wroxham Football Club's Trafford Park.
Interesting about the Trafford family and their link to Manchester United and Wroxham football grounds.